Welcome to today's episode of Behind the Signs. I am your co-host, Joe Aranella.
Yep. And I'm Liz.
We are happy to be with you today. Mm-hmm. And we have an important topic we're going to talk about today.
We do. It's a good one. I think that it's a nice reset for the year. Just to,
Yep. Just kind of look at January and go, what happened there? And
well, that doesn't count as the beginning of the year. It's too much of a cluster. Like, you just have to get your shit together in January.
Yeah, I feel like January is the part of the year where you're like, okay, I have all these things racing in my head, all these goals racing in my head, all these changes I want to make racing in my head. And you finished up last year with a bang. And it's like, okay, where do I get started? And then next thing you know, you wake up and January's over.
Yeah.
Well, before we get started in today's topic, why don't we take a minute to thank our sponsors, Inktavo. They are the makers of Sign Tracker and many other products, production management products, online store products, and art management and art resource products, so many. So I would just encourage you, if you are running a sign shop or a print shop, to go and check out inktavo.com to learn all about the products. If you're a sign shop looking for project management tools, of course, I am a little biased. Go to sign-tracker.com. Lots of free resources there, as well as you can sign up for a free trial. Mm-hmm. So there.
Also, we want to thank our friends at Sign Builder Illustrated, signshop.com. Yay. Check out our articles there every month.
Yep.
Behind the Signs articles. You can't miss them. Usually around the same topic that we're talking about on the podcast.
Yep.
But most importantly, right now, especially in this time of year, as we gear up to ISA Expo, I want to also just give a big shout out to International Sign Association. I know we talk about them all the time. We're just very big advocates for joining your local sign association, and doing that via International Sign Association is really, really great. Mm-hmm. We are, like I said, gearing up for ISA Expo. Joe and I will be there.
Excited.
It's in Orlando, so I genuinely am excited.
Are you going to Disney?
Probably. I don't often go to Orlando without going to Disney. So the mouse needs his money.
The mouse needs his cheese.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that said, Disney's not sponsoring us, but
no, ISA Expo is so good too. Yeah. And I know we're going to be talking about ISA a lot over the next few months, since mm-hmm. we are part of the influencer program.
But you can reach out or look them up and look up all the information about the expo at signs.org. I do know that one.
Signs.org.
Signs.org.
And we're actually going to be hosting a couple of folks from ISA in a podcast coming up later in the month, talking about the show and another important topic about installs. And so looking forward to hosting the folks from ISA.
Yep.
And if you are going to the show, we might as well throw this in there. Use the promo code Behind the Signs.
All one word. All caps.
And I think that gets you into some show passes and stuff.
Anyway. We hope to see you guys there.
Love it.
Largest expo in our industry.
Yes.
And it is international. So you have the opportunity to not just meet local and national vendors, but also international vendors.
It's an investment in your business, like anything
100%.
Else. 100%. I mean, everything I learned about production equipment, you know, this is going to date me a little bit, but when channel letter bending machines first came up, it was one of the reasons why I went to an expo, because channel letter bending machines first hit the market and we went and bought one.
You're getting to see the technology that they're using around the world, which is really exciting, because we do get to see a lot of what's used nationally all the time, but you get to be introduced to what's used internationally, mm-hmm. which is cool. But then also just the new technology. Yep. Highly recommend.
Well, that's all from our sponsors and our friends. So let's talk about the topic today. So
we're talking about why we're in the industry.
Why is it that you wake up every morning and do what you do?
Well, I think that it's important. Like, I think that we spend a lot of time on our podcast and in our group kind of talking about pain points, talking through them, I think in a positive way, so that we can all learn from them. But it's a nice reset to just like remind us.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why we show up every day.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It does come up, like Liz said, on Facebook, mm-hmm. the Behind the Science community. You know, if you could ask one question that would be a game changer for you, for example. Mm-hmm. And it all the time, it seems like every third one is like, how do I grow my business? How do I not race to the bottom? How do I get better clients? And
how do I stop giving my friends discounts?
That was good. I like one that came in a couple weeks ago too. How can I make $1 million really quick?
Wrong industry, bub.
I think the thing that is important, write a list of your values, your personal values, right? Mm-hmm. So I did this exercise recently, and truth be told, it was in therapy. I don't mind sharing that. I believe in therapy. I'm a big...
A therapist.
Yeah, I'm a believer in that.
100%.
Especially if you're in the sign business.
Especially if you're in the sign industry.
You know, we went through this exercise where there was a list of... I had a list out like 20 values, right? So I actually put them on a piece of paper and cut them up into little cards. And then it was like, okay, make three piles, most important, mid important, least important. Throw the bottom list away and then take the other two and put, anyway, at the end of the exercise, I ended up with five values, my five main values that were important to me in my life. And then you start thinking about, okay, how does that apply to business? It's the same.
It's the same. I think that your values in business can differ slightly.
They can. Yeah, for sure.
From your values in your personal life. I think it's a great exercise. And I think that understanding that, like, your business values versus personal values, it is work. So I do want to say, like, but it's not going to 100% fulfill all of your
values. No, it's not going to. Right. You're going to have different things that align with your values, right? Like, I spend a lot more time with my family or whatever.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, though, your personal values and your business values, like, you can't have a set of personal values
and not use them
anymore. In work, well, right?
If you do, you're just horribly unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, or you're living some kind of wacky, schizophrenic double personality.
Yeah, that would
life.
Be. I think that your general values as a person carries through into your life in every aspect. And if you're a business owner, you reflect those.
Yeah.
Or a part of those into your business.
You know, once you do have that list of values that you're committed to, then you can start asking yourself the question, like, does this particular type of project, or does this particular client, or does this employee, or does this system, or this way of operating my business align with my values? Mm-hmm. Look, we wake up every morning, we need to make a buck.
Yeah.
If you're driven just by profit, sometimes your values will get brushed to the side.
Absolutely.
But if you're driven by your values, whatever they may be, then the profit will follow, because you're going to end up building a much more meaningful business. You're going to build much more meaningful relationships. You're going to develop much more competent and passionate employees. And so I think, to answer that question that gets asked all the time when people are signing up for Behind the Signs, you know, it's what can I do to build these better client relationships businesses? I think it starts with that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when I had my first sign company, SignTech International, I was young, you know, and we grew way too fast. So I, many times I found myself way more driven by
profit
and the need to make that next deal happen, because whatever the pressures I had. But, you know, at the end, when I sold my business, not that I wasn't very proud, but I was also very burnt out. And I think what I see you guys doing, and we can, you know, talk more about this, but I think once you define what those values are and the things that you want to do to support those values, then you can start developing that story or those things. And I think you guys at Studio Zoe have done a way better job than I did with my company.
I mean, I want to start by saying I lucked out, because my business partner is a brand developer. So he knew all of this, which was great. As this podcast host, we interview so many business owners in this industry, and so many people that have just been in this industry for a long time. And I think the one thing we hear the most, there's always like this rapid fire question we ask, is if it wasn't the sign industry, what would you be doing? And they can't answer it, because so many of them are so passionate
about
what they do. And it's that's where you start. Why are you passionate about it? What is it that's driving you? And that's how you can start to develop those business value statements, right? What do you want to gift to this industry?
Yeah.
For us at Studio Zoe, you know, it helped to drive our brand story. Our value statement and our brand story are slightly different, but our value statement, as you all know by now, at this point, you could recite it with me: do good work for good people, with good people.
I do really like that, by the way.
For us, it defines not just the type of work we're doing, it defines the people we're doing that work with and the type of projects or the people we're doing that work for. So that's literally all the pieces for us. Now, our brand story is a little bit different. Like, what did we want to offer this industry? We come from a very kind of unique mesh of backgrounds. My background, obviously, is the sign industry fabrication level, and business ownership level.
And accounting.
Well, business then my education is, my education is accounting, mm-hmm. which strengthened my understanding of business ownership. My husband's education and background is design and then brand management for a Fortune 500. So, you know, it's like that's understanding how a brand needs to tell a story 101. He always says he got his degree in design in college and his master's at Dell.
For sure.
It just teaches you how to tell a brand story. And so for us.
Can I say one thing really quick about your degree in accounting?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh my God, I cannot.
I'm still so proud. I knew you graduated like, I won't say the years. I almost did.
How hard was that though?
To stop myself?
Did it click in your head?
It did. It said, I'm going, my brain said, you're going down the road.
First of all, here. I don't mind. But what happens to me is I think about it. Oh, so many caveats. I think about it and then my mind goes, holy shit, that was a long time ago. Anyway,
okay.
I graduated 13 years ago and I'm not.
God, was it 13 years ago?
13 years ago. Oh
my. If you're a person right now that's listening and you're saying, well, how do I start developing a value statement, right? Because you guys did such a good job narrowing it down to those three things, right? Good work, good for good people, with good people. And it clearly every one of those points says a volume it means a volume of things. So if you're encouraging sign shop owners right now to sit down, did you guys sit down with your team and work through that?
No.
Sit down together as just you and you as an owner? Did it evolve over time?
That was a day one thing.
Was it?
For the most part. And for us, it was, you know, like, what are the types of projects we want to do? That's what started to define our good work.
Okay.
And that's not just like, oh, I only want to do exterior signs. It's like, I want to do work that I'm proud of.
Yeah.
I want to do work. That means I am holding true to the quality of the work that I am doing.
So it doesn't mean like you go to your website, for example, the types of projects you do are crazy, creative and beautiful. And a lot of sign shops just don't do those kinds of projects, but it doesn't mean if you're like, hey, you know, we're banners101.com or whatever, it doesn't mean that you can't have that same value.
Well, you can't have that same value because it's mine, but.
Well, right. Yes. But you know what I mean?
No, I think doing good work isn't necessarily about the types of projects you do. It's about holding true to the quality and the integrity of your projects.
Right. Yeah.
Then we pivoted like, okay, well, who do we want to work with? And we wanted to work on our team. We wanted to work with people that upheld our values, that upheld our vision.
Good work.
Of good work. And was for us a good cultural fit. We are a smaller team and it's so important to us to build a really good culture. Mm-hmm. And in order to build that good culture, we all had to have these aligning values. So if we expect our people to treat us well and to support our vision and our business and our dream, then we need to support them.
Yeah.
And us holding true to that was a value. And then for good people, this is where it gets a little trickier. For us, it was really important. It doesn't necessarily mean it's important for everybody. But the people that we do work for, they have to treat our team with respect because, again, that's how we treat the people we work with. And it's our job as leaders to make sure that they're being treated with respect and they're treating people with respect. For us, you know, it's important to us that our partners or clients, as a lot of people call them, align with our values.
Yeah.
That's just... And when you own a business, you get to choose that. And for us, it's what we choose.
So. Well, I think too, if you're committed, again, you're committed to those values. You're committed to those values have translated into you know, value statements and your brand story and all that. Mm-hmm. People, the right clients are going to be drawn to that anyway.
Absolutely.
So can I be corny here for a second?
Is it going to be about being proud of something?
No.
Okay.
Everyone already knows I'm proud of
you. Yeah, I know.
I'm proud of you very much. Steve Jobs said this, not Joe Arenola. If your customer buys once, it's a sale. And a lot of sign shops are just happy with that, right? Oh, yeah. I made a sale. If they come back again, it's because whatever you did on this first one, you built trust. So if they come back, you build trust, he said. And then he said, but if they leave and they go tell others about how good you do, you've built a brand. Mm-hmm. And that won't just happen. That has got to be built around understanding your core values, mm-hmm. committing to them, building brand, your brand story and your community. Because that's, at the end of the day, it's like you can make one sale, one sale, one sale, one sale. You'll burn out eventually. Mm-hmm. But if you're building strong, loyal, trusted relationships that in turn go out and refer you and recommend you, that's not just because you build a really good sign. It's just because of your whole commitment to your values, which mm-hmm. hopefully does include building really good signs. But you know, we want to encourage you. This and who knows? Maybe this is a mini retreat by yourself for a half day at a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. But just put the sign shop stuff aside. Invest in yourself by taking, even if it's just a half a day, and really seriously thinking through these things.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you want your company to stand for?
Yeah.
Well, and by defining that, you know where you're going.
Yeah. Right?
Like this is what you're standing behind. So you know how to go forward. And I think that without having that value statement that's driving your business, and a value statement can change through the years.
It can. It evolves. So it's
not permanent necessarily, but it's a guiding light.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what it's done for us in our business. It has stayed. We have doubled down on it.
But, yeah.
Well, but I think that it just has helped guide us forward.
And I also want everyone to know too, if you have a shop of it's three people and you have a digital printer and your focus is banners and you're saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. Quality banners, quality communication with customers, whatever. That's fine. You don't have to have a big design firm or electric sign shop or anything like that. You can bloom where you are, but if that's your business, right, then ask yourself questions like, okay, part of my value is that I want ease of ordering for my customers. I want
I think at any level you can define your values and how
excellent.
You want to operate in the industry,
right,
and do well. And if you're doing that well, then you've pivoted from competing on price to competing on value.
You'll be done racing to the bottom.
Right. And that's where you take that out.
Because racing to the bottom isn't necessarily about price, because you could have a banner store and have ease of ordering and have all these things. I mean, I think about a few online places where I order stickers or banners and things like that.
Or even like Shutterfly. There are things that they're mass, low price, mass,
service is good, quality is good,
ease of ordering,
experience is
absolutely.
Good. So that's what we're talking about. Like if those products and those systems and those customers align with what you want and align with your values, then do it really well. Mm-hmm. I mean, continuously be working on doing it really well. If you're a higher end provider like Studio Zoe and you provide design and, project management, and, all the stuff that goes along with really doing well on those bigger projects, that's great too.
Same method.
It's the same.
Do it really well.
Yeah.
Like that's, and we always say, for us, we always say to people, we're not going to be the cheapest. We're going to be the best.
Yeah.
And that's what we stand by. And I think that if you're, again, value, if you do it right, great.
Well, and
premium, if you do it right, great. Both of those things are great.
Yeah.
And they're both needed in the market.
But if you don't clearly understand your values and mm-hmm. you're just floating in the middle somewhere and you're chasing price, you're mm-hmm. then you truly are on a race to the bottom, and long term, you're just going to burn yourself out.
Oh, so. And you're never, you can't grow.
Right.
Because if you're burnt out, you're burnt out. As this new year gets kicked off,
yeah,
it's a great time to sit down and just say,
define these things.
Yeah. I want to be clearer in my mission. I want to be clearer in my values so that my path forward is paved and I know where I'm going.
I mean, I know this was short and sweet, but we want you guys to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And, Liz, we wouldn't do this if it weren't for
You.
All of you and behind the signs. We love you very much and we care about you. We care about your business.
Love is a strong word. I take it very personally, but I do appreciate all of you.
But I love love, so.
You just throw it out.
Blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, great. Behind the Science community,
yeah.
go build a list of the values that you want to hold dear to your heart and then build strong businesses around them. You can do it. You got this.
You got it.
All right. See you next time on Behind the Science.